24 in the morning, 720 WGN. Steve Cochran Show. Steve has the day off. Dave Bennett and I are steering the ship today, along with Mark Carman.
Mostly on track.
Yeah.
Mostly on
track. We are mostly on track. We're on time. We're doing well. We got the big guns, the big guests. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan joins us now. Volkswagen's been plagued with this diesel emissions scandal for quite some time now. A multi-state settlement has been reached thanks to our Attorney General Lisa Madigan, and she joins us now to talk a little bit about how Illinois consumers are going to benefit from this. Good morning, General.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So will Illinois consumers reap some of the benefits of the settlement?
They absolutely will. It's really a very good consumer settlement. Overall, it's about $15 billion. And for Illinois and Illinois consumers, it's probably going to be at least as much as $275 million, but it could be as much as $400 million, just depending on the value of people's cars that they sold and leased. So what people need to know, if you either sold or leased an Audi or a Volkswagen that had a 2-liter diesel engine, model years between 2009-2015, you are now eligible for some of this relief. And you can take a few options. One is going to be you can sell them back your car. In addition to selling them your car, they will also compensate you for some of the value. So you'll get an additional either $5,100 or as much as $10,000, depending on the Blue Book value of your car. Actually, I think it's the Black Book value of your car is the one we're using. And so you can do that. Or if you want to keep your car, you can bring it in. There's going to be some sort of a patch that they fix it with. And if you do that, you still will get that extra compensation, so that $5,100 to $10,000. So it's very good news for people who were, you know, legitimately very upset about the fact that they'd been deceived into purchasing a car that they thought was going to be a clean running diesel engine, and it wasn't.
Do you think, from your experience, is it unusual that they did decide to settle kind of at this level as well? Because I think it was somewhat of an embarrassment. You know, it's Volkswagen, it's Das Auto.
It's not unusual that they would settle under these circumstances. If you remember, what was very interesting about this case is that it was a group of students, I think from the University of West Virginia, who were learning how to test emissions, mm-hmm. and they kept getting the wrong results. And they said, look, there seems to be much more coming out of this car than what it's registering. And so it was found that Volkswagen had intentionally put in software to defeat the emissions testing, so basically to come up with these results that looked lower than they really were. And so under these circumstances where it was clearly intentional on behalf of the company, it's not odd that they're settling, but it is a very, very good settlement. But again, it was intentional misconduct, so it really is pretty egregious what they were doing.
Has there been a settlement of this magnitude that directly affects consumers in Illinois, and I realize elsewhere as well, and specifically in the auto industry? I can't recall one.
Not in the auto industry. I mean, certainly when we've done, you know, the settlements around the mortgage crisis, you know, there were people who benefited, you know, even greater than these numbers. But I can't think of an auto one. But I also can't think of an auto one where we actually found a car manufacturer who was purposely putting code in the car to defeat their actual emissions testing. And so this behavior, again, is probably some of the most egregious that we've seen.
Boy,
and certainly intentional.
Well, but thank you for going to bat for all of Illinois consumers who own Volkswagens and diesel products. And where can we go if somebody maybe is unsure of how much they get or even what to do? Can they go to your website?
They can go to our website, but I would also direct them to call us anytime because we still have humans answering our phones. But I would also tell them that they should go to a website that VW put up. FTC also has one. The VW website is vwcourtsettlement.com. It's live already. I'm not sure if when you put your VIN number in at this point that works. We were testing that yesterday. And people should know sort of the timing is that right now, the court will have to, you know, make a decision about whether to approve the settlement. We believe that they will, but there will be a comment period. We're hoping that that is all wrapped up by the end of July. And then as the fall comes on, there'll be an administrator put in place and all of, the money will go out. And then eventually people who want to just have their cars fixed will be able to bring their cars in. So my hope is that in the fall, a lot of this will be wrapped up.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
You're very, very welcome. Have a great day.
Have a good one. That's Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan talking about the Volkswagen suit.